Every curse has a price. Born in grief, born in fear, born in blood, they are ravenous for sorrow and pain. In cursing the humans, Damiel had cursed the dragons. We only had to wait and see what form the curse would take.
They still haven't hatched. Not a single egg has hatched in the 8 seasons since we left our home.
The additional nesting materials did nothing to raise the temperature of the eggs?
They're as cold as stone.
Let us try submerging them in a warm water bath. We'll set up a schedule of dragons to warm the water, periodically.
Mother Elder, they're dead, and we haven't laid any eggs since.
This makes no sense. All the conditions are appropriate to hatch the eggs. I'm going to take a trip to the forest community to see if they have any ideas on how to fix this.
Did you hear that, Clarice?
Yeah, I did.
It's the curse, isn't it? It can't be anything else.
Well, we're in a new climate. Maybe the eggs don't like it.
But that doesn't explain why not a single dragoness has laid an egg since.
But it doesn't mean that it's Daniel's fault.
The humans are dying. The complement to that is dragons not being born. You can't ignore the truth.
But what can we do about it?
You know what we have to do.
No,
we
no.
We need to break the curse.
He didn't say an exit clause on the curse. There's no condition under which it can be broken.
Except through his death.
But this is Damiel we're talking about. Sure, he's annoying, and yeah, he made a mistake, but we can't just kill him.
Everyone is dying, human and dragon alike. He did this, and this is the only way to fix it.
Why was it that to bring back life, we had to invoke death? I don't know. The rules of magic can be inexplicable. But Enon was right. The only way to heal the wound Damiel had caused was for him to die.
Damiel's curse mentioned fire raining down from the sky. What do you think that is?
Well, it could be something like rocks falling to earth from the sky. But given the reports we've been hearing about Damiel and Suna personally terrorizing towns, I'm going to guess it's dragon fire.
They keep moving, and the humans are all scattered. How are we going to find them?
We follow the path of destruction they left.
It's so quiet up here now.
Everyone is too afraid to fly now. One dragon death is worth so much more without any hatchlings.
Clarice?
Yeah, Goose?
What if I'm wrong?
About what?
About how to break the curse. What if we kill Damiel and nothing changes?
I don't know. But do we have any other ideas?
No. No, we don't. Whoa! I think we found the start of the curse.
It's hard to describe utter desolation when you see it. For me, that day, it was the sight of a human hatchling, all by herself, walking through the scorched fields of grain. No other living being was around for miles. Every so often she would fall down, but didn't even seem to notice, getting right back up and continuing her trip to nowhere. How could this happen? There were so many humans here. Nothing is left now, predator or prey.
It's been 8 seasons. Under a curse.
It still seems so drastic.
We should have been here.
Yeah, we should have.
Do you hear that?
Wings approaching? Yeah, I do. What is anyone else doing out here? This place is abandoned.
Clarice, it's Suna.
Suna? But there haven't been any reports of her in the area for moons. She shouldn't be here.
Well, why don't you tell her that?
The little human had continued her slow trudge through the wheat. She might have been fine if at that very moment that Suna arrived, she hadn't tripped and fallen with a loud smack. This drew Suna's attention, and like an arrow, she dove, grasping the girl in her talons. Yet the hatchling didn't make a sound, staring dolefully out, seeming already to accept her fate with the grace of an elder.
Suna! What are you doing?
Ridding the world of the scourge of humans like I promised.
But she's just a hatchling. She can't do any harm.
That's all humans can do is cause pain. I'll be saving her. From herself and from other humans.
Just look at her face.
Why would I do that?
Just look at her face. What do you see?
I see nothing.
Exactly. There's nothing left of her. Does this give you any happiness? Killing humans who are already as good as dead?
I promised the humans vengeance.
This isn't vengeance. This is being a mindless beast.
But what can I do? The humans used to be fierce and brutal. Monsters. Attacking for no reason. But now they're pathetic, weak, and starved. There's no glory in this.
We need to break the curse. Without breaking it, humans and dragons will be wiped from the face of the land.
So if we broke the curse, war against the humans could be fought with honor, claw against steel.
Why do you want to kill them so badly?
Because I already died.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
We need you to kill Damiel.
Enon, we haven't discussed this.
Yeah, but if she kills him, we don't have to.
That makes absolutely no sense. Why do you want me to kill Damiel? I don't kill dragons. I kill humans.
Damiel set the curse that is killing the humans, but it also led to the dragon eggs not hatching. But we don't want you to do anything, except put that hatchling down.
So killing him would end the curse?
He set the curse and didn't give any way to break it, so we're guessing so.
Then I'll deal with him for you. He's scrawny. It won't be hard.
That won't be necessary. We can clean up our own mess.
Because you've done such a good job so far.
That isn't fair.
Isn't it? Funny. I never claimed to be fair. You seem to care about this pathetic girl. Let me kill him or she gets dropped.
You're deranged.
One. Two.
Okay, fine. Just put her down gently.
Good choice.
Humans have a saying about the lesser of two evils. But life isn't that simple. There are never two choices, but many, each of which influences the next. And we made a choice.
Damiel has been following a figure-eight pattern. He hits the villages in one direction until he hits the sea, then he circles back and hits them again while they're rebuilding, varying the pattern every so often so they don't guess when he's coming back.
That's very meticulous.
Very, Damiel.
Very boring, if you ask me. Not that he did, clearly.
Is there a point to this, Suna?
Yes, there is. Because of this pattern, I know within a certain distance where Damiel will be at any time.
So we'll be able to find him?
Yes, and then we'll kill him.
Yep, that's the plan. You don't need to sound so eager about it.
You're so touchy, little one. I'm going to scout ahead. Tail me at a distance and we'll be on our way.
We can't trust her.
Well, I mean, our goal is to break the curse. We need someone like her, unfortunately.
But after the curse is broken, what if she turns on us?
We just have to pay attention. That's all we can do.
The flight to where Damiel was expected to be was tense. No birds chirped. Sheep were no longer in pastures. Even the water was eerily still with no movement. It was as if all of nature held its breath to see how this was going to turn out.
There he is, right next to the burning human cave.
He doesn't look like Damiel anymore. Look at his eyes. They're haunted.
How can we just kill him? He's broken. Just like the girl back there.
You don't get to back out now. I need the humans good and healthy so I can exterminate them.
Does she even hear herself?
Herself and you.
Ah, friends. Welcome to my humble war zone. Have you come to join the fight?
And what fight is that?
Well, all wars really boil down to the same thing. Someone took something from someone else, so that someone else decided to take something back from them. In the case of war, these things are usually lives. So since Tressla is dead, I'm here taking lives in return.
Damiel, do you realize that the dragon eggs aren't hatching? The curse counter-cursed them.
Life and death are two parts of a never-ending cycle. When both cease, so will all the suffering.
He's completely insane.
And you know it's bad when Suna says that.
So, just to confirm, you do not care at all that we haven't had a single hatchling in any dragon community for 8 seasons.
Who am I to interfere with the course of nature?
But you did interfere! You set a curse, and you're actively killing humans right now.
Killing is nature. The humans killed Tressla, so I kill them. We're designed for killing, you know. Sharp teeth and claws, hot flame, armored bodies. I'm simply fulfilling our purpose.
He makes really good points. Are you sure we have to kill him to break the curse?
You literally just said he was crazy.
I got new information. Opinions can change.
Did you just say you were going to kill me?
Suna, do you have to ruin all of our plans?
You can't kill me. I have work to do. Important work.
Killing humans?
Yes. They weren't killing each other. They needed a predator.
Do you hear how you sound? What would Trisla think of how you're acting?
I don't know what she thinks, since she was murdered in cold blood.
She wasn't murdered. She died saving you. And you're being obstinate. You know Trisla. She wanted peace. She wanted everyone to live in harmony.
There is no harmony. Only death.
Clearly, he can't be reasoned with. Can I kill him now?
It just seems wrong.
Well, luckily for you, I have no scruples. Damiel, I challenge you to a fight. Proclaim if you accept.
Ah, the little damaged dragon. It'll be easy to prove my dominance over you. Once you're dead, I can continue my crusade against the humans without you stealing my kills.
If you had the dominance you claimed, then I wouldn't have been able to steal your kills. You're going to have to be quicker than that if you want to catch me.
Will I really?
You have a pretty obvious tell. Gives you away.
Well, it appears that you do too. Your tail missed me by 5 paces.
Maybe I'm testing you, seeing what your reflexes are.
Should we just swoop in and kill him? He couldn't fight all 3 of us at once.
No, we aren't like Suna or the Knights. This has to be done with honor.
Or the curse won't be broken.
I don't know, but we've made it Suna's fight, and we have to let her win it.
How can you block everything I'm doing? It's like you're 2 steps ahead of me.
You fight with the stink of desperation. I can smell it on you.
I can't fight him. We need to regroup. Retreat!
That's against the rules of a challenge. You can't leave, Suna.
I never claimed to have honor, and there's no glory in losing.
Will you take up her challenge?
Why didn't you put a condition on your curse for breaking it?
Do you accept the challenge?
Please answer me. There has to be a reason you made it permanent.
Maybe I just forgot.
You don't forget anything. You can't expect me to believe that.
Yeah. You arrange your kills by fur texture, animal group, and size.
I didn't want the curse to be broken, obviously.
No, that can't be it. There's another reason. Because you know that any curse can be broken, even if only by the death of the caster.
By the death of the caster.
Oh, that's it, isn't it?
No. Whatever you're about to say, no.
You want to die. You don't want to live without Trisla.
Would you want to live without your life, mate?
Finally, he confirms it.
Not the time, Ennin. You really need to learn how to filter your thoughts.
It was always Trisla and Damiel, forever and always. She would do what I couldn't. Without her, I'm incomplete. And she'd hate what I've become.
Is there any other way to break the curse?
No. There's no other way.
Then why are you fighting? Why won't you die and break the curse? Why do you insist on staying?
I'm just a coward, Clarice. I acted without thinking, and now I'm not ready to deal with the consequences.
Why do you always do this? When things get tough, you say you're a coward and use it as an excuse not to do what you need to do. You know who's a coward? Suna. Suna is a coward.
What happened to doing what you're afraid to because you know it's what's right?
Do you know what's right?
No.
Would it be right for me to die to break the curse? Or would it be right to first make sure the humans suffer as much as I've been suffering?
Is the suffering helpful? Is it in any way helping with the hurt from Trisla's death?
Nothing will erase this hurt.
Then why do you keep killing? Why do you insist on making others miserable?
I am avenging Trisla. The might of my claws and the scorch of my flame shall join the bodies of those I reap and purify them of their misdeeds.
And he's gone again. Where does he go?
Inside his head, I guess. Where it's safe.
What are we gonna do? He's not himself.
We have to break the curse. We can't allow the dragons to die out.
But it isn't fair to him to just kill him.
I'm still waiting for you to answer whether you will take my challenge.
Damiel, we can't fight you. We don't want to fight you. But we need to break this curse.
You will fight me, or I will proclaim to all dragons of your cowardice and lack of honor.
I am not a coward.
Then I challenge you. Do you accept?
He has a death wish.
I know. I accept your challenge.
Clarice, he's dangerous.
We can still back out of this. There's no reason for us to fight. Just find another way to break this curse.
No, either you go or I do. There's no easy way out of this.
That was close. Damiel, we can figure this out together. You're the smartest dragon I know.
Fight me. You agreed to the challenge, so fight me. Yes, exactly.
How are you enjoying this?
It's the most alive I've felt in seasons. Finally, there's a challenge.
Ah! My leg! He got my leg!
You can do it, Clarice! Power through!
I'm prepared for flames. You'll have to do better than that.
We're flying now, huh? Okay, if you want to play that way, we can play that way.
A dragon's greatest strength is in the air. I'd be amiss to keep us on the ground like common beasts.
Did I get him, Anon? Can you tell?
Just a minor scratch on his flank.
I'm impressed by your spiral fall. It's quite proficient for a young one.
For the last time, Damiel, I'm barely younger than you.
Oh, his wing. She sliced it open.
It was somehow beautiful watching him fall, spiraling slowly like an eagle. It was mesmerizing. I couldn't look away. I could almost forget what I had to do. Almost.
Surprising. You managed to maim me. I guess being young and unpredictable has its advantages.
I didn't want to hurt you. I don't want to break the curse. Why did you put us in this position?
You can't do it, can you? Even now, when I'm already, for all intents and purposes, gone.
No, Damiel. I can't.
I really thought you had the fight in you. But you have a tender heart. Like Trisla did.
Is that really a bad thing?
No. It's not. Take care of the world for me while I'm gone.
No!
Oh. Oh. He sacrificed himself.
Not so much of a coward anymore, am I? The curse will be broken, and everyone can live in peace. The piece that I broke.
No, it was already broken. Don't say that.
See, Trisla. She's so beautiful. Oh, Trisla. I'm coming, my love. Wait for me.
He's gone.
No! No, he can't be gone. It can't end like this.
It's raining.
Where'd he gone? He's not coming back.
No, he isn't.
But this wasn't how this was supposed to happen. I thought we could find another way.
Clarice, it's time to go home.
Yeah, you're right. As you can see, dragons were not the villains in this story. However, they were not the heroes either. They were broken and trying to fix this world just like anyone else. But this is not how we'll be remembered. For one little girl, trudging through sun-scorched fields, was nearly carried away by a dragon and hate grew in her heart. This girl became a queen. Suin and the girl were two sides of the same coin, but each did as much as they could to hurt one another.
Once upon a time, in a land so very far away, there lived dragons. These dragons were bloodthirsty and attacked unprovoked. People were terrified, but no one was brave enough to stand up to them, except for my knights. They fought against the dragons, slaying them for our honor. The worst of these dragons was Suna the Savage, a bloodthirsty monster who carried off human children for sport. I can still feel her claws around my neck. Listen closely to our tale.
I'm sure that you have no reason to believe my tale. The queen has already poisoned your perception of us. But I beg you to remember that every story has two sides. And you may have been listening to the wrong one.
Thanks for listening to part 3 of Kiss of the Dragon's Curse. It was written and directed by Gabriel Freitas, who also starred as Claris. I, Clayton Hester, played Damiel and Dragon 1, and I also was the audio editor, with many of the sound effects coming from Sound Bible, licensed under Creative Commons, and I created the music, with some music loops coming from Looperman.com. The full cast of Kiss of the Dragon's Curse, including all 3 episodes, is as follows. Mother Elder was played by Shelby Dixon, Trisla was played by Tamitha Dummett, Suna was played by Sammy Sims, Enin was played by Satyajit Sakar, who also played the King. Dragon 3 was played by Rachel Grubbs, the Queen was played by Anna Myers, who also played Knight 2, and Josh Bernstein played Knight 1 and Dragon 2. Thank you so much for listening to this epic conclusion to Kiss of the Dragon's Curse. Though the club has been dispersed during this trying time, we still have more content in the reserve, so we're not quite done yet. We're hoping to continue to entertain you while you're stuck at home. Coming up, we'll be releasing the first published episode of Red Hawk Radio Theater After Show, a bonus edition for the public of a show reserved only for the RRT Patreon subscribers. This episode covers a conversation with the cast of Kiss of the Dragon's Curse. To help us come in swinging next semester, please consider supporting us on Patreon. You'll get behind-the-scenes material, and you'll get future editions of the After Show. We're going to continue to build Red Hawk Radio Theater, and we're hoping you can join us. Like us on Facebook and contact us at redhawkradiotheater@gmail.com. This has been a production of Red Hawk Radio Theater, recorded and produced in KRCU Public Radio Studios on the campus of Southeast Missouri State University.